intro today we're building a Loxy-style vocal stab in Ableton Live 12, a short, punchy, vocoded hit you can use for pre-drop tension in drum and bass. We'll design the stab, route it through Live's vocoder for a synth-like body, arrange a 1 to 2 bar pattern for maximum impact, and apply master bus techniques so the stab is loud and clear without ruining your low end, all using Ableton stock devices. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a polished vocoded vocal stab with a dry transient layer and a synth body, a 1-2 bar pre-drop motif that escalates tension, a simple master bus chain and contextual processing to keep the stab club ready. Preparations start by creating a small template in Live. 1. 3 tracks, an audio track called Vocal SRC for your raw vocal, a MIDI track called Carrier with Wavitable, and an audio track for vocoded out if you prefer to host vocoder there. 2. 2 return tracks, center for a short plate reverb, and send B for a grain delay or short ping-pong texture. Design a raw stab, pick a short, percussive vocal, one or two syllables. Trim it to about 250-500 milliseconds for a blast-style stab. On vocal SRC, insert EQ8, high pass at 120-158C to remove sub-rumble, a small boost around 24kHC for clarity, and cut 300-500HC if it's muddy. Add a light compressor or glue compressor. Aim for 24 dB gain reduction, fast attack, medium release to even dynamics. Use a gate to clean breaths or noisy tails if needed. Chop, pitch, and shape drop the trimmed stab into simpler in classic mode or into a sampler so you can play it via MIDI. Shorten release and decay for tightness. Add a touch of transient shaping through compressor or a drum bus for extra snap. Vocoder setup. Create the carrier on the carrier MIDI track, load Wavitable. Choose a bright sawish or band limited pulse. Two detuned oscillators for width. Close the filter slightly and use a short amp envelope. Attack 0.5 ms, decay around 200 ms, low sustain, routing the vocoder recommended. Place vocoder after Wavitable on the carrier track. In the vocoder device, set audio from to vocal SRC. Usually use post fader so level changes matter. Make sure vocal SRC is pre-processed but not drenched in long reverb. The modulator should be clear. Prepare the modulator pre-EQ and compress the vocal SRC so the vocoder gets a consistent voice, slight boost at 1.23 kHC and a tighter compressor, for example 3-4:1 with fast attack. Optionally duplicate the vocal. Keep one dry for attack and feed a processed copy into the vocoder for character. Vocoder key settings, dial these in. Bands. 2040, start around 3240 for intelligibility. Fewer bands for metallic grit. Carrier slash dry wet. Start with carrier prominent and around 50-70% wet if blending. Alternatively, run vocoder 100% wet on its own track and keep a separate dry stab. Pitch tracking. Enable if you want the carrier to follow the vocal pitch. Disable to let the Wavitable pitch dominate. Gate and release. Short release 20-80 ms and a gate to silence gaps. Bandwidth and form and tweaks to taste. Shaping intelligibility and blend pre-emphasize the modulator. Small EQ bump at 2-4 kHC and compress to even the syllables. If the words are missing, increase bands or bring up the modulator level in the vocoder. Keep a separate dry stab track for attack. Blend dry stab with the vocoded carrier so you preserve transient punch. Use utility to collapse low mid of the vocoded body to mono width 0-30% and leave the high mid stereo. Send a little to send a short plate with 520 ms pre-delay to keep the hit in front of the reverb. Arrangement. Creating tension program a 1-2 bar stab pattern. For tension, place stabs on offbeats or syncopated 16 THS. Then tighten to quarter or denser hits before the drop. In the last bar, increase density with triplets or 30-second double hits. Use auto filter on the vocoded body with resonance and automate the cutoff to close during the build and snap open on the hit. Dynamic automation, automate reverb send and vocoder dry slash wet to increase body and space toward the peak. Control sidechain. Reduce sidechain compression during the build so the stab breathes, then bring heavy sidechain back on at the drop so the kick dominates. Bounce the combined stab stems dry plus vocoded plus sends to stereo audio for final placement. Master bus tips on the master. Use spectrum and listen for buildup in 2.5 kHZ. Notch harsh peaks with a EQ8. Add subtle multiband dynamics on the mid slash top. If the stab pokes out, tame 2.8 kHZ with light GR. Glue compressor. Gentle settings. 2:1 ratio, 2.4 dB reduction to glue without killing transients. Add a touch of saturator for harmonic thickness, especially on mid-slash-highs for presence. Final limiter at the end, true peak minus 0.1 dB. For club DNB aim integrated LUFs around -7 to -9, but follow your release or venue targets. Final checks toggle the stab on and off to hear how it shifts energy. Check mono compatibility with utility. If the vocoded layer collapses oddly, reduce width or mid-side the reverb slash tails. Common mistakes. Quick checklist: don't feed an untreated vocal into the vocoder. Pre-EQ and compression are essential. If intelligibility disappears, use more bands or boost 1.5-3.5 kHz on the modulator. Don't rely solely on the vocoded signal for attack. Keep a dry transient layer. Avoid widening low frequencies. Keep lows mono to prevent phase issues. Avoid long reverb tails that smear rhythm. Short plates and pre-delay work best. Pro tips: layer a very short reversed vocal under the stab for a pre-impact whoosh. For a grittier loxy tone, use fewer bands, narrow bandwidth, and add light redux or frequency shifter after the vocoder. Parallel processing: duplicate the vocoded channel, distort and low pass it, then blend for weight. Map macros for dry slash wet, cutoff, and formant so you can audition variations fast. Resample the vocoded stab to save CPU and create further variations via slicing or granular effects. Mini practice exercise: 30-45 minutes. 1. Load a short vocal shot into simpler, tune one octave down and map to a single note. 2. Build a wavy-able carrier with a saw slash triangle mix and a short envelope. 3. Put vocoder on the carrier track, set audio from to the vocal track, bands equals 32, dry slash wet equals 60%. 4. Pre-EQ the vocal, HPF 150 Hz, plus 3 dB at 2.5 kHz and compress the modulator to around 3:1. 5. Create a two-bar pattern, stab on the end of beat 3, then 4 short hits in bar 2 with a rising filter sweep. 6. Automate vocoder dry slash wet to increase in the final measure and send more to the short plate reverb. 7. Bounce the two-bar motif, drop it into your mix, and apply a gentle master chain, EQ cut harsh peak, glue comp tilde 2 dB GR, limiter to -0.1 dB. 8. A slash B with and without the vocoded part and tweak. Recap: we covered how to create a Loxy-style vocal stab in LIFT 12, preparing and chopping the vocal, building a wavy-able carrier, routing the vocal as the vocoder modulator, dialing vocoder bands and intelligibility, preserving transient attack with a dry layer, arranging rhythmic patterns and automation for tension, and polishing on the master bus with EQ, multiband dynamics, glue, saturator, and limiting. Use the mini exercise to lock this into your workflow. Remember, preprocess the modulator, keep a dry transient layer, and master gently so the stab hits hard in the club without destroying the low end. Outro: save your carrier plus vocoder rack as a preset and label resampled stems clearly, so you can recall or send variations quickly. Now open your live set, follow the steps, and sculpt a stab that tears through the build and slams the drop.